Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to take a look at Night Tripper from New Holland Brewing Company. Now, this is a vintage. This bottle is from 2017. Now, funny thing about this, what I've been trying to do is go into my cellar beers. I was looking at my beard through the camera. And pull something out at least each week just to try, see how it's doing. And funny thing, I just did another one from Oddside Ales that I picked up recently that I had no clue I had, and I also had that in 2017. So this is an Imperial Stout, and I believe you would really have to go back and look. This was in our first beer bracket, or first, maybe Halloween video, and I got a four pack, and I'm like, I'm gonna start saving these, and I believe this is the first four pack that I started that on. I could be wrong, but I believe that's correct. So 11.5% ABV, roasted malts, flaked barley, roasty stout with deep, insane, lush flavors is what it says on the back. Is it going to be good? I have no clue. Let's go ahead and open it and see what we think. That? Okay. I thought it said twist off, but I don't think it did. Dragon's Milk. I do have some vintage Dragon's Milks too. That's a whole different video. This looks light. This has only been sitting out about 20 minutes. It's up to you. Do you want it warmer? Do you want it colder? What do you want to come out? The warmer I would say this stout gets, probably the more roasted malts are going to come out, the chocolate, the coffee. Totally up to you. I drink my coffee cold, so I like my stouts cold also. I'll pull them right out of the fridge and start drinking them, but personal preference, up to you. If you want to taste everything, and technically this is a sipper, so by the time I get done with it, it's going to be warm, so it's going to go the whole gamut of flavors through there. Head is gone. Imperial Stout, from what they're saying, I don't know what adjuncts are in here. Pairings are dark chocolate, stinky cheese, if you want to do that. I mean, obviously that's not in the beer. I don't know what would be taking the head away. It's not barrel aged. There's no coffee beans, at least from what the bottle's saying, that are in here. Nuts, you know, something with oil is going to take the head away. But yeah, no head color. I don't know if... I'm not calling this black. I'm saying very dark brown. Yeah, you guys are seeing black. Yeah, I would say that is not black. It almost looks like Dragon's Milk. Maybe even a little darker than Dragon's Milk. Yeah, no black. I should have put it in Teardrop, but oh well. Okay, let's go ahead and smell. Dark fudge, like a dark, like a chocolate liqueur. Like, I'm getting that alcohol. I'm getting the dark fudge. A little roasted malt, but not very much. My guess is it's because it's colder. But that... yeah, that fudge comes out, but it's like a liquor fudge. Maybe vanilla, like a vanilla chocolate fudge with alcohol. It's getting colder here in Michigan, and this smells good. Yeah, I'm going to go with like a hint of vanilla, chocolate fudge liqueur, like alcohol. Like, I'm picking up that 11.5. And I'm just saying, it almost smells thin. But that could just be me. Let's go ahead and taste. Definitely not thin. Acidic. Let me take another drink before I say anything. It's on the fence. Like, I was gonna say acidic, like almost, no, it's dark fruits. Okay, yeah, scratch that. Now that my palate's warmed up to this, acidic from those very dark roasted malts, but lots of like dark fruits. You really get that fruitiness, at least I do, mixed with that chocolate, that like roasty chocolate in there. Definitely not dessert style, like the fudge that I was saying before. Like dark, dark fruits, like roasted fruits to bring out the sweetness in them. I'm getting a touch of alcohol, but not that much. Yeah, like a very, very robust coffee, like espresso coffee without the coffee, without the bitterness, if you want to go there. Like, it's there, but it's mixed with that dark fruit. But on the back end, it's like ashy. Like too much. I don't want to say too much. Bitter chocolate. Let's do that. Like there's that bitterness from that ashiness, that dark roasted malt, burnt malt ashiness is probably a better way to describe it. In the aftertaste, as your palate's warming up, It's a little better in the chocolate realm, but you still get that ashiness there. Yeah, thinner body than what I think it should be. There is some sweetness, like my lips are sticky on this one. See, sometimes I wish I watched the videos before I did these just to see and so I could say what I did or what I was thinking then. I still think it's good. I would still go 4 out of 5. I think that's what I did. I can't even remember now. I would go 4 out of 5. I'm not sure what it's supposed to. I thought it was supposed to be like an oatmeal one. But I guess by the back, it's kind of right. It would pair well with dark chocolate because that's kind of what you're getting. And the bitterness is coming from, I'm guessing, the higher SRM grain bill or grains in there. So, yeah, I think that would pair well. Cayenne, so you can have that with hot stuff. Yeah, I think it's good, especially for here in Michigan, where temperatures are starting to drop. I think we're in the 40s at night. We just started October, so this is good beer for it. But yeah, I would go 4 out of 5. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. I don't know if they still make this year after year, and if they do, I'm going to kick myself because I should have been picking a 4-pack up every year. Okay, so yeah, the first time I had it, I gave it a 4. 28 of my friends have had it, 3.97. Almost 16.5K people have tried it. I don't know where I was thinking. 3.98 out of 5. Dark, smooth, rich, strong, boozy. I don't think this is boozy. Let's see. 2020 bottled, absolutely no carbonation. I can't read the rest on camera. So 2020 was the last time. I didn't even think about that. There's no carbonation, but I don't know how much carbonation you would want in this. It would be interesting to know if it had carbonation back then. Yeah, 2019, man, Jake E. had a ton of them. 2018. Yeah, you can't find this, but if there's new ones, I would pick up a 4-pack, maybe save a couple, go back and watch my 2017 review on it. I believe it was in the Halloween one. It had to be in something. I don't think I did a standalone review of it, but I could be wrong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.